Pope Francis told the people of South Sudan, the church has not forgotten them. Thousands of people attended an open-air mass in the capital, Juba, to see the head of the Catholic Church one last time before he left for the Vatican. The Pope once again called for peace, forgiveness and reconciliation in a country where many have been killed or displaced by conflict.
Non perdete mai la speranza.
Never lose hope and lose no opportunity to build peace. May hope and peace dwell among you. May hope and peace dwell in South Sudan.
According to the United Nations, there are more than 2 million internally displaced people in South Sudan, and another 2.3 million have fled the country as refugees. Those who attended the mass hope the visit by the Catholic Pope, along with leaders of the Anglican and Scottish Presbyterian churches, will make a difference in this predominantly Christian country.
I think Pope's coming to South Sudan is very appropriate, given the fact that for a number of years the country has never been peace. So we are hopeful that his coming will bring peace to South Sudan.
The message that the Pope is delivering is quite important. He's coming to remind Christians to love themselves based on the peace of Jesus Christ as the only Prince of Peace.
South Sudan's President Salva Kiir promised to resume talks with armed groups who did not sign the 2018 peace deal.
South Sudan broke away from Sudan in 2011. Then there was a civil war in 2013 with ethnic groups turning on each other. Despite a peace deal signed in 2018, there's still violence in parts of the country. People here are praying for peace.
Before coming to South Sudan, Pope Francis was in the Democratic Republic of Congo, a country also struggling with conflict and corruption. His trip to Africa was meant to encourage politicians to resolve their differences and work towards peace. All people can do here is hope and pray that happens. Haru Mutasa, Al Jazeera, Juba.
Peter Bia Ajak is a peace activist who was detained in South Sudan and forced to flee the country. He explained why the Pope's visit is significant.
I have great hope for the visit of the Pope and the other two religious leaders, the Archbishop of Canterbury and the moderator of the Church of Scotland. This visit is very historic, and we should not see it from the lens of the leaders alone. We should see at what does this mean for the people of South Sudan. What does it mean for the faith of Christian faith in South Sudan, and what it means for the Catholic Church? I do believe this is a historic visit, and it will have a monumentous impact among our people and in our country. If you would see the crowd that gathered earlier today at the John Garang Mausoleum, and since yesterday when the three leaders arrived in Juba, the welcoming from the population has just been absolutely amazing. The sheer number of people gathered at John Garang Mausoleum is something that has not happened since our independence. And I think this is really where the impact is. The impact, it should not be about the leader. What will this do for the leaders? But what it will do for the people, the Pope and the religious leaders, by coming to South Sudan at a time when the world leaders have nearly forgotten the suffering of the people of South Sudan, they have empowered our people and they have powered the church leaders. And I think together, the people and the church leaders united, particularly the youth and the women, this will be the renewal that the Holy Father has been talking about since he embarked on this trip.